Well, hi everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of the podcast. I decided this time I'm going to take you on a walk and talk, and I know it's been a while between podcasts. Honestly, I haven't really been in the right state of mind, and I don't know if I really am still. So, bear with me, this could get interesting. So, the latest thing that has happened is I was laid off from my job at the start of the month. It's definitely something that is very common in the music and tech industries, in addition to many other industries. And I was really hesitant to share the news because I guess I almost felt guilty. Like I'm taking the attention away from someone else. But I realized that there's a lot of people out there that aren't making noise for themselves right now. So what happened? Let me just backtrack slightly. In my last week in my day job, if you don't know where I worked previously, look it up, because I'm looking forward. In my last week at my day job, I sent out a farewell email to everyone that I'd spoken with in my time there. I got a lot of automatic responses from people that said, hey, I no longer work at this company, or hey, I'm no longer here, or this, or in some cases, which I think is even more wild to me, is this email address no longer exists. And so they've just basically been deleted. And that got me thinking about all of the people out there that don't show up on social media, that don't have a presence, don't have a large network. Now, I'm not saying that because they're not on social media, it doesn't mean they don't have connections in real life. But when compared to other folks that have been laid off, they may have a smaller following as a result. And so that genuinely got me concerned and got me thinking about people that have been laid off that are actively looking for their new role. Some have been looking for a large amount of time. And they may be missing out on opportunities due to their network, or due to the fact that they never really had a presence on social media while they were in their job. So I ended up writing a long blog post about it. And what I want to encourage everyone to do is just think about that former colleague, that friend, that person that you know that isn't on social media, whether they're pretending things are good or whether they're not. Just think about that person, reach out to them, make sure you actually reach out. Don't DM them if they're not on socials. Like call them, text them, email them. If you live near them and they're okay with it, show up to their house and just say hi. Like check in on them, because they're the ones that I'm concerned for. And not only that, but if you know someone that is in the position where they're still looking for work, invite them out to networking events and mixers where they may not have an invitation due to the fact that they're not active in the industry right now. Reach out to them, invite them to these events. If they can't come, speak about them at these events as if they are there. Say their name loud, talk about them, talk about their skills. You know, we need to really look out for each other right now. Like things are changing constantly. I'm very grateful for the position that I'm in and the people that I know. And I don't take that for granted, but I also want to use this position to spread this information, to look out for each other, look out for those people that may not be in the same position. Not only that, but one thing that I feel is really important and isn't talked about enough in the music industry, specifically the music industry right now, is mental health. And, you know, it's okay to say you're not okay. Honestly, I've been putting on a brave face for some time now, but I'm not okay either. Yes, I've had conversations. Yes, I'm doing things about it. But a lot of people wouldn't know, because I can show up on the outside. There can be a big smile. I can be very enthusiastic. But on the inside, there was this feeling that just wasn't normal. You know, there was this feeling that this thing that I'm doing isn't bringing me joy, even though people think that it is because of what they see and what they hear. So even if someone says they're okay, if you get an opportunity one-on-one, not in front of a room full of people, but one-on-one to ask them, how are you really doing? I genuinely care. I want to know. Talk to me. I'm here. You may get a very different response. You may actually be able to help them by allowing them to open up. Now, this podcast, obviously, completely unscripted and unplanned. I'm out on a walk right now and I just had to get this out of my head. But I also feel, you know, there's this perception that just because of what we post online, that people think we're okay, that we're doing great. The reality is we feel pressured to post that because that's what people want to see, or at least that's what we feel they want to see. Like, for example, you know, I'm the furthest thing from an expert in this space. And, you know, I don't necessarily even feel qualified to be giving advice, but I just had to get this off my chest. So if you've listened this far, just know that I appreciate you. And I hope that you've, you know, taken this advice and you run with it. You know, just because someone says they're okay, check in further, because they may be struggling. And I don't really know what else to say at this time. Oh, you know, one more thing. In my last week in my day job, I knew I was being laid off. I got advance notice. I felt really confident. You know, I felt really supported, and I have nothing bad to say about my former employer. I respect their decision, and you know, I've put that in writing and I've shared that on my blog in multiple places. But had I recorded this podcast episode in that final week, it would have been a very different episode. It would have been extremely confident. It would have been talking about what's next and how excited I am to finally take advantage of these opportunities. And yes, in a way I am. This is going to push me into a space that I one day was hoping to go into, which is freelance consulting and a lot of other things that genuinely excite me. But after my final day, everything started to change very quickly. And that's why we're now here today doing a very different podcast episode. This is 1 week, between 1 and 2 weeks since my final day in my day job. So just know that if you're feeling alone right now, that there's other people that you can reach out to that genuinely care, want to hear from you, will look out for you, will champion you, and will help you to get back on your feet, and they will lift you up. I'm going to end it there, and I don't know when I'm going to record another episode. Honestly, I'm going to take some time for myself. It could be a few weeks, it could be a few months, but I'm going to enjoy this time. So you still see me around, but this is Mike Warner signing off for a little while. Take care. And don't ever forget your value.